大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是阿东。
I am Dom.
最近呢，有一个电影啊。
Recently, there was a movie.
在网络上呢，掀起一波又一波的浪潮。
A wave of trends has emerged online.
倒不是因为它的票房多高啊。
It's not because the movie's box office revenue is high.
而是因为它的电影的名字取得有点奇怪。
The reason is that the name of its movie is a bit strange.
叫做抓特务。
Called the Spy.
啊。
Oh.
通过这个网友对这个电影的各种各样的评论。
Based on the various reviews of this movie by netizens.
各种各样的说辞。
Various kinds of sayings.
我就想起了南京的一处建筑。
I thought of a building in Nanjing.
这个建筑呢，叫做甘溪大院。
This building is called Gangxi Grand Courtyard.
这是正式的名称。
This is the official name.
那么南京的老百姓呢，把它俗称为甘家大院。
So, the locals in Nanjing call it Gan's Big Courtyard.
或者叫做九十九间半。
Were called 99 rooms.
这个甘家呢，啊，是富杂一方的大款啊。
This Gan family is a complex and powerful entity.
民国时期的。
The Republic of China period.
那么他这个甘家大院呢，就整个家族。
So this large family estate is called the entire clan.
很多人住在里头，
Many people live there.
这个占地面积很大。
This is a large area.
房间很多。
There are many rooms.
民间说它是九十九间半。
So, according to local rumors, it's half of 99 rooms.
这个说法准吗？
Is this statement correct?
不准。
No way.
实际上，根据现在的文物考察，
Actually, based on the current archaeological investigation,
官方的说法呢,
according to official statements,
这个甘家大院的房间呢有三百多间哦。
There are over 300 rooms in this large Guan family courtyard.
真的是非常庞大。
It is really very large.
目前呢是南京市的民俗博物馆。
Currently is the Nanjing Folk Museum.
里头有很丰富的内容。
There is a lot of content inside.
那么我为什么会说起这个建筑呢？
So why did I bring up this building?
因为这个建筑里头有一个房间是给一个人的。
Because there is a room in this building for one person.
这个人呢，是一个非常著名的黄梅戏演员。
This person is a very famous Yellow Earth opera performer.
他的名字我就不说了啊。
I won't say his name.
懂的都懂。
I understand.
这个黄梅戏演员呢
？This Yellow Earth opera actor.
他的代表作。
Her masterpiece.
那真的叫做家喻户晓。
That's really a household name.
一个天仙配，一个女驸马。
A fairy is paired with a female prince.
当然还有其他的啊。
Of course, there are others too.
她的唱段啊。
Her singing is amazing.
她的容貌啊。
His appearance.
她的表演啊，这个都是一流的啊。
His performance is all top-notch.
那么为什么我要说的南京的这个建筑以及这个建筑里头有这么一个演员的房间呢？
So, why should I tell you about this building in Nanjing and the room inside that has a famous actor's dressing room?
因为啊，这位著名的女演员就是被认为是特务。
Because this famous actress was considered a spy.
那么是特务家抓他了。
So, the agents have caught him.
Is
it right?
那当然说你的头你要交代你的犯罪事实。
So you're saying that the intelligence officer needs to explain his criminal acts.
你到底干了些什么
？What did you do？
客户勾当，你要讲出来。这个女演员呢，她
When you say spy, the actresses.
想来想去我
She thought and thought.
不是特务呀，我
I'm not a spy.
你没干过什么勾当啊，我。
I haven't done anything wrong.
怎么交代我
How to explain?
交代不了啊。
I can't explain it.
这别人不信，懂吗？
That's what others don't believe.
你必须交代。
You must explain.
那么这个女演员呢，想来想去。
So, the actress wanted to go.
实在没办法。
I really can't do it.
吃了一大把安眠药。
I just took a bunch of sleeping pills.
就自己把自己了断了。
I ended my own life.
了断了以后，是不是抓特务的事情就了结了呢
？Once it's broken, will the matter of catching spies be resolved?
啊，也跟着了断了。
And it's all over.
啊 ，No， 这个抓特务的事情还在继续。
No, the operation to catch spies is still ongoing.
当时啊，这个演员所在的这个单位里头呢
At that time, the actor in this unit was
有个领导
The leader is needed.
哦，这个领导呢，思想非常非常的先进
This leader is very self-aware.
非常非常的朴实
Very, very simple.
他就想，他说这个女演员哦。
He wanted to say that this is an acting role.
那么就一死了之。
Then I'll just die.
畏罪自杀。
Suicide due to fear.
那不行啊。
That won't work.
咱们得进行搜查。
We need to conduct a search.
要把他的罪证，要把他犯罪的事实要挖出来呀。
To uncover his evidence, to dig up the facts of his crime.
然后把他家里面左搜右搜，找来找去。
And he searched the house from left to right.
就是没找到特务用于作案的工具。
There were no tools used by the spy for the crime.
作案的工具是什么呢
？What was the tool used by the perpetrator?
以前有大量的电影都是这样给我们讲的。
Previously, many movies have told us this way.
要有一个发报机。
To have a transmitter.
然后这个特务呢，鬼鬼祟祟的躲在一个隐蔽的角落。
Then the spy lurked in a hidden corner.
然后发报机嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟就把情报发出去了。
Then the transmitter beep boop beep sent out the information.
那么这个发报机在哪里呢
？Where is the transmitter?
家里面找不到。
I can't find it at home.
后来，这位大领导，这位聪明的大领导。
Later, this great leader, a brilliant leader.
这位意志坚定的大领导。
This is the leader who is good at identifying willpower.
他决定把这个女演员的尸体把它剖开来看一看。
He decided to dissect the body of this actress.
他已经把这个发报机藏到肚子里边去了。
He has already hidden the transmitter inside his stomach.
咱们必须把它找出来。
After finding him,
是这个所谓的女特务。
This so-called female spy.
这个一具女尸就被开膛破肚。
This woman's body was mutilated.
最后发报机找到了。
The last transmitter has been found.
没有呢。
No.
我不说，大家也知道。OK， 这个话题就讲到这。
I don't speak. Everyone knows. Okay, let's talk about this topic here.
这就是一个在中国曾经发生的真实的抓特务案。
This is a real case of human trafficking that happened in China.
刷到我这条视频的，这条抓特务视频的网友。
I saw a video of a spy, and I want to know who made it.
您也许会有机会到南京去看一看甘家大院。
You might have the opportunity to visit Gan's grand courtyard in Nanjing.
然后去找一找这个女特务的故居。
And find out the place where this female spy lived.
现在保存得很好。
It's in good condition now.
这个女特务的故居
The former residence of a spy
她那间房子里边呢一原样与老人的回忆
The room in his house was exactly as he remembered it in his youth
把旧式的床
The old bed
旧式的桌子
Old tables
板凳以及床铺蚊帐都还陈设在那个地方有兴趣的真的可以去看一看
The mosquito nets for the benches and beds are still there, so anyone interested can come take a look.
回味一下这么一段抓特务的历史。
Reliving a historical event about catching spies.
Okay, 今天这个话题就讲到这儿。
Okay, the topic for today is over here.
谢谢大家观看。
Thank you for watching.
咱们下次再会。
See you next time.